Self-control. What a complicated word. Easy to declare, but difficult to live, especially in a world that goes rushed, that handles relativism, and considers the importance of giving place to what is in the heart. How many times have we heard the expression, when we need advice, they tell us, do what your heart tells you. That sounds nice, but it's dangerous. Likewise, we give so much importance to external things that we do not take care of the heart. We are always making mistakes. We go through life manifesting trial and error. We are beaten. We get up again, and when we see, we are full of scars. Yes, you can say, that gives me experience to not do it in that way again. But don't you think that it is better when we receive God's instructions and He is the one who directs our steps so that we do not stumble over a stone? That is the reason why self-control is important. Mastering yourself will give you great victories. The truth is that we alone cannot take control of ourselves. Now, we like to be in control of all things. We like to control other things, but we fail when it's about us. We are quick to get angry, we are quick to act, and we do not take God's advice to wait patiently, to wait and then make decisions. If not, here is an example. I ask you, what decisions are you making? Do you have a marriage problem? Do you have a problem at home? And the first thing that comes to your mind is to get divorced, leaving him or leaving her? Do this, do that, and where does everything come from? From your heart? Now, if you compare that advice to what God says, will it fit? Of course not, because the heart of man is deceitful, and generally it is impulsive, very impulsive. I have learned that there is always another way to solve things, but we will not find it if we let ourselves be ruled by the heart. And being impulsive, if we allow ourselves to be provoked and we let ourselves be ruled by the effusiveness of the moment, then we have more options and even more work. The solution became the problem, and now we have a bigger job to solve. Not only to deal with the circumstances, but now we have to ask for forgiveness, and then we have to work. Yes, we have to work on it one more time, to work on it again every day, because we let ourselves be ruled by being impulsive. Now, the Bible gives us advice in these cases. In 2 Timothy, in chapter 1, verse 7, let's read from verse 6. It says, this is why I remind you to fan into flames the spiritual gift God gave you when I laid my hand. Does not want us to fear people, but to have strength, love, and self-control. In another Bible version, for God has not given us a spirit of cowardice. Anyone could say, well, I'm not a coward, right? So, I have to deal with the circumstance, okay? That's valid, okay? The circumstances have to be faced. We must not round it up. The conflict must not be avoided and think that everything was forgotten. No, you have to face it, but the problem is not there in facing it. The problem is how we do it. What motivates our life to do it? There is where the problem is. And what motivates it? It is what is in the heart. Now, when we do not have self-control, we do not know how to react. We trust more in what our emotions or impulses tell us to do than to have the sanity and prudence to listen to God and react appropriately, wisely, with love and strength. That is why I get back to the text that says, For God has not given us a spirit of cowardice. The coward does not resolve the issues. The coward always leaves open cycles. The coward always leaves pending arguments. But whoever understands that God... Now, it says, God has not given us. It says, the experience has not produced it. The experience has not given you the spirit of cowardice. No, nor does the Bible say, your strength has not given you the spirit of cowardice. It says that it comes from God. What does come from God? God has not given us a spirit of cowardice. That is fear, the fear that paralyzes, that makes us react in certain wrong ways. It does not come from God. So, if God has not given me a spirit of cowardice, it means that the Lord has prepared me to face every circumstance. He gives me the faith that I need to move in the middle of the situation that I have to live. Never say that you do not have faith. God gives you a degree of faith for each circumstance that shows up. Then the Bible says, God has not given us a spirit of cowardice. Now, what has God given us? He has given us what? Power. Now, the word power, we could look at it from the perspective of strength, right? Of encouragement, and it may be fine. But going a little further, the word power means ability. Ability to exercise the authority that the Lord is giving us. And from that ability, there is wisdom, prudence, discernment, meekness, which is strength under control. See? Now, it does not come from us. The world cannot teach it to you, because the world has a very different way of getting us into problems instead of leading us to solve them. And we want everything in a rude way. We think that all can be handled by blows or take justice into our hands. But the Lord says, power, ability, wisdom to exercise. Second, love. God is love. That is, He is in control of all things. And before reacting, mercy must prevail in us. And finally, self-control. The control, true self-control, comes from God. That thought that I have the power and I know how to control myself. If I commit myself to do it, I do it. It's old-fashioned. Because in the end, you can look at the results and you will realize that you could never do it. And although you tried, your willpower broke. There are people who say, I am not an alcoholic, for example, because when we talk about self-control, we are talking about learning in God to take control. Control of emotions. And to have that willpower in God to say no. To stand still. Then, there are things that are on the outside that try to dominate us. And yet, we deny it. I will not hesitate on telling you, for example, alcohol. There are people who barely feel thirsty and immediately they want to drink a beer or a bottle of schnapps. At once, they want to resort to alcohol. Something happens to them and they want to resort to alcohol. They see alcohol as a way out. And when you ask them, they say, I am not an alcoholic. I am just an occasional drinker. But they are not alcoholics. But every time that the desire leads them to drink, they don't say no. They let themselves be ruled by the desire. It's the same with drugs and with many other things. And they say, the day I commit myself to do it, I will stop doing it. The day when I commit myself to stop drinking, it is going to happen. The problem is that day will never come. You will always feel remorse because you realize that you caused harm, and that is, of course, you caused harm with words, with your actions, because it's no longer you. Something else is dominating you. You let yourself be governed by alcohol, by drugs, by anger, by wrath, and you could not have control. Do you know that the Bible mentions a proverb where it says that it is better to know how to control oneself, because he who does not know how to control himself is like a city that has no walls around it. In other words, the one who does not know how to have self-control and does not know how to control himself can be looted every moment. He will make mistakes again and again. That will lead you to destruction, and you're not the only one affected. You are going to affect everyone around you. Think about it today. Evaluate yourself. Ask the Lord to show you how many problems you had today, how your solutions have been, in conflicts, shouting, showing that you are the strongest, or have you been wise? Have you understood that the Lord has given you power, love, but that He has also given you self-control through His Holy Spirit, so that you don't let yourself be ruled by emotions of the moment? To not turn your solution into a bigger problem, today you can pray to the Lord, because if you realize that you have been emotional to solve the situations, and you come back with a worse problem, today God is ready, He is with open arms. That is why Paul tells Timothy, giving him this advice, God has not given us. That is, if you separate yourself from God, you will continue to react emotionally, and there is nothing worse than being emotional, because it is living life like the waves of the sea. Where the wind blows, that way you go. You will never reach a safe harbor, because your life, your emotions, your actions will only be ruled by the effusiveness of the moment. But when God is in control, He teaches you and gives you the wisdom to apply that self-control, so that you learn to wait, so that you give the urgent one and a good way out, so that you are not emotional when solving or helping, so that you can be wise. Father, I pray for each person in these moments, even for my life, and I ask for your forgiveness, because they are definitely words that we need to remember all the time. Because in the most complicated moments, we need to understand that you have not given us a spirit of cowardice to go back. That our strength comes from you, the power, the love, and self-control. Self-control that we need in marriage, in the family, at work, in daily relationships, in what we do daily, self-control to be sensible, prudent, and wise to act. Help us and quicken us. Quicken that self-control in us, Father, so that we can enjoy every victory. And in the end, we can give you the glory, because it wasn't based on our own strength. It was you. It was you, Lord. And it has always been you. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. My beloved friend, do not let yourself be ruled by. Be careful with your emotions. Be careful. Ask the Lord every day for that self-control. Be careful with letting yourself be ruled by and talk loose. Keep your mouth and stand still. There is always a different way of doing things. Remember, self-control. Blessings.